Hello, this is Cliff Saran, and welcome to Next Generation Enterprise IT, a series of Computer Weekly articles in association with IBM. How have Web 2 technologies crossed over into profitable businesses? Web 2 may have emerged from a slow-gathering wave of hype, but as Chris Middleton discovers in this article, it also describes a range of business models, ideas, methodologies, and computing platforms that represent a sea of change in the business world, partly driven by the ways consumers like to communicate and consume. For instance, social networking site Facebook is not just about personal profiles. 130,000 businesses make either formal or informal use of it as a networking tool. Most major brands are there, from Virgin to the BBC's use of the service to distribute Radio 5 to fans via multinational and public libraries. And that's not all. Corporations such as Disney use Facebook to foster communities, encourage fan sites, and create the means to opt in or out of marketing. In fact, never mind Facebook, it's a sign of real change when that old economy stalwart, the BBC, is behind one of the most successful Web 2 projects. So Facebook and its generation are here to stay. The challenge is that we have to bring people along the whole path. Bring people along to Facebook, make people comfortable with sharing information online. Increasingly, users are mashing up technologies into bespoke services and scrape the web for all kinds of valuable chatter and content. Web 2 technologies are an opportunity to get closer to customers, conduct research and development, find out what people are saying about you, and track and model emerging behaviours and usage patterns. In the article, Chris looks at some examples of Web 2 in business. One company using wikis as the bedrock of a revenue-generating business is Jigsaw at www.jigsaw.com. Which brings the concept of user-generated and moderated content into the competitive world of business contacts. The kind of information that directory providers find hard to police and keep up to date, but which their customers rely on. The company has 10.25 million personal records on file and counting, provided by 650,000 contributing members. Basically, as Jim Fowler, CEO of Jigsaw, says, the system is based on points. So if people don't have any data to give, they clean the records that are there. He says that the company uses complementary technology and communities to make sure that every single record is complete. According to Fowler, most information is incomplete, incorrect, duplicate, or in a non-standard format. Jigsaw gives away bread-and-butter information with a view to persuading members to pay for more in-depth services on a subscription or bespoke basis. This is a classic Web 2 business model. Give away your competitors' crown jewels and incentivize your unpaid community to generate content. Web 2 communities need to be self-organizing and self-correcting. If those two don't work, then the community doesn't work. This means that as younger or more web-savvy staff join the enterprise, there will be a widening gulf between the experience of using slow, hierarchical client-server enterprise systems and the workforce's desires to share information of every type and communicate with ease.